Outliers, The Story of Success. Author, Malcolm Gladwell. Rating, New York Times bestseller of 4.3/5 on StoryShots. Open book, book overview. Outliers fundamentally shatters the mainstream narrative that success is purely the result of individual talent and hard work. Through a wealth of real-world cases, Gladwell demonstrates that those who achieve extraordinary success, whether Bill Gates, the Beatles, or elite Jewish lawyers, did not reach the top solely because they were exceptionally gifted or unusually diligent. What truly determined their destiny was a set of hidden external factors: the era they were born into, the family background they grew up in, the cultural traditions they inherited, and the historical opportunities they happened to encounter. The book is divided into two parts. Part 1, Opportunity, reveals how success is shaped by hidden forces of timing and environment. Part 2, Legacy, explores how cultural DNA passes from generation to generation, continuously influencing a person's behavior patterns and ultimate height of achievement. After reading this book, you will rethink the myth of the self-made man and gain a much clearer understanding of the opportunities in your own life. Lightbulb Core Idea 1, The 10,000-Hour Rule. This is the book's most famous conclusion: to reach the highest level of performance in any field, you need at least 10,000 hours of deliberate practice. Bill Gates gained access to early computers at age 13. By the time he founded Microsoft, he had accumulated far more than 10,000 hours of programming. The Beatles, before becoming famous, performed over 1,200 shows in small clubs in Hamburg, totaling far more performance hours than their peers. Their excellence was not born from nothing, it was the inevitable result of extraordinarily long practice. But Gladwell, practice alone is not enough. Those 10,000 hours must be deliberate practice, practice that is purposeful, feedback-driven, and constantly challenging your comfort zone. More importantly, you must have the opportunity to accumulate those 10,000 hours. Not everyone has that opportunity. It requires family support, educational resources, and the convergence of historical timing. The takeaway for ordinary people: don't worship talent. If you put in 10,000 hours into something, you will absolutely reach expert level. But the prerequisite is that you must have the conditions to obtain those 10,000 hours, and you must genuinely love what you're doing, otherwise, you'll find it very hard to persist. Lightbulb Core Idea 2, The Matthew Effect and Cumulative Advantage. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance, but from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Matthew 25 verse 29. Success compounds. Those who gain a small advantage early on will, over time, amplify that advantage and ultimately create a massive gap in achievement. This effect is universally present in sports, education, business, and every other field. The classic case in the book is Canadian junior ice hockey. Almost all professional ice hockey players in Canada were born in January, February, or March. The reason is simple: the cutoff date for Canadian Ice Hockey League selection is January 1st each year. This means that a child born in January is nearly a year ahead in physical size and coordination compared to a child born in December of the same year. This small early advantage makes them more likely to be selected for elite teams, where they get better coaching and more practice time. This advantage compounds year after year, ultimately determining who becomes a professional athlete. This tells us, success is not a pure competition of talent. It is a competition about access to opportunity and resources. Those who gain more resources early on will continue to accumulate more. Recognizing this, you know how to create cumulative advantage for yourself and your children. Start early, and get the best possible resources and platforms. Lightbulb Core Idea 3, The Hidden Legacy of Culture. Culture is an invisible but extraordinarily powerful force. It passes from generation to generation and profoundly shapes a person's behavior patterns, thinking style, and ultimate height of achievement. The most shocking case in the book is the analysis of Korean Air's aviation accident history. In the 1980s and 90s, Korean Air had a much higher accident rate than the global average. Research found that the root cause was the power distance. In Korean culture, subordinates were not accustomed to voicing disagreement with superiors or correcting mistakes. In the cockpit, even when the co-pilot noticed the captain making a fatal error, cultural habit often led to silence. When Korean Air recognized this problem and reformed cockpit culture, encouraging more equal communication, the accident rate plummeted, ultimately reaching the level of the world's safest airlines. Another case is about the cultural legacy of wet rice agriculture in southern China. Wet rice agriculture requires high levels of cooperation, sophisticated water management, and generational knowledge transfer. This culture cultivated mathematical thinking, delayed gratification, and an extreme emphasis on education. This is the deep cultural reason why East Asian countries like China, Japan, and Korea perform exceptionally well in mathematics and science. This tells us, your cultural background is not a constraint, it is an invisible resource you can leverage. Understanding the strengths and limitations of your culture, and actively leveraging its strengths, gives you a competitive edge that surpasses ordinary people in specific domains. Lightbulb Core Idea 4: The Decisive Role of Historical Timing. The era you were born into often determines your life's trajectory more than your talent does. There is an extraordinary statistic in the book: among the 75 wealthiest Americans in history, 14 were born in the 1830s. This was no coincidence; they happened to be starting their careers just as America's greatest wealth creation period arrived, the post-Civil War industrialization wave and the railroad construction boom. Similarly, computer revolution geniuses like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and Bill Joy were almost all born in 1954 to 1955. This birth year gave them the perfect window; they were between 13 and 18 when the personal computer revolution dawned. If they had been born 10 years earlier, they would have been too old and missed the window; 10 years later, they would have been too young to seize the opportunity when the industry was being shaped. This tells us, success requires the perfect encounter between a prepared mind and historical opportunity. You cannot control the era you're born into, but you can keenly sense the direction of the times and prepare yourself before the next wave arrives. Instead of envying others' good luck, ask yourself, am I in an industry that is rising? Does my skill set match the market demand of the next 10 years? Lightbulb Core Idea 5: Practical Intelligence versus Analytical Intelligence. Gladwell proposes two fundamentally different types of intelligence, yet the traditional education system almost exclusively values one of them. Analytical intelligence is the smart we can measure through IQ tests, logical reasoning, mathematical ability, verbal talent, etc. This intelligence gets you high test scores and admission to elite schools. But through the Terman study of genius children, the book found that those genius children with IQs above 140 did not achieve disproportionately more in adulthood than ordinary people. Most of them lived ordinary middle-class lives and did not become the outliers who changed the world. What truly separated them from ordinary smart people was practical intelligence, what we commonly call street smarts or the ability to work the system. This intelligence includes how to deal with authority figures, how to negotiate, how to seize opportunities, how to sell yourself, how to navigate bureaucratic obstacles to achieve your goals. This intelligence cannot be measured by standardized tests, but it determines whether you can translate your analytical intelligence into real-world success. The classic case in the book: when law schools admit students, besides LSAT scores, analytical intelligence, they also highly value the applicant's practical wisdom. Those who perform well in interviews and know how to deal with all levels of society often go much further in their careers than purely high-scoring students. The takeaway for ordinary people: if you are naturally good at studying and test-taking, you must deliberately cultivate your social skills, communication abilities, and savvy. If your academic performance is not top-tier, don't sell yourself short; your strength and practical intelligence may be your true core competitiveness. Direct hit key insights. 1. Redefining self-made. Almost all widely celebrated self-made success stories, when examined carefully, reveal massive hidden advantages: family background, educational resources, historical timing, cultural capital. This is not to say that successful people didn't work hard, but rather that their hard work blossomed because it was supported by a series of favorable conditions. Recognizing this, we can the anxiety and self-attack brought by the belief that success is purely individual. 2. Meaningfulness is the prerequisite for long-term success. Gladwell proposes an extremely important criterion: a job that can give you long-term fulfillment must satisfy three conditions. First, you have autonomy in your work. Second, the challenge of the work matches your ability. Third, there is a clear connection between your effort and the reward. Extensive research shows that jobs meeting these three criteria give people lasting happiness and fulfillment. This internal satisfaction is the fundamental driving force that supports a person putting in 10,000 hours of practice. 3. Success is a sociological phenomenon, not an individual one. The deepest insight of outliers is that success is never the achievement of isolated individuals, it is the result of the interplay between the individual and era, culture, family, and education. This means that a healthier society should be one where more ordinary people can access cumulative advantage through educational equity, equal opportunity, and resource accessibility. More potential outliers have the chance to realize their talents. Clipboard practical advice. 1. Start early, leverage compound effect. If you know which field you have passion and direction in, start now. Don't wait until you're ready to set off. Every hour you accumulate early will generate compound effects in the future. If you have children, help them discover their interests early and create opportunities for them to access that field. 2. Actively seek platforms that offer cumulative advantage. Not all practice platforms are equal. Choose a platform that can provide better coaching, more competition opportunities, and higher-level peer environments. Even if the competition is fierce, it is far more valuable than being the best in a mediocre environment. Your early environment determines the height you can ultimately reach. 3. Cultivate practical intelligence. Don't just chase grades. If you are a student or a parent, don't focus only on exam scores. Encourage participation in team sports, public speaking, part-time work, and social practice. These experiences cultivate practical intelligence that will play a far more lasting role in their future lives than grades. 4. Keenly capture trends and lay out in advance. Spend time researching trends for the next 5 to 10 years. Which industries are rising? Which skills will become increasingly valuable? Then, before the trend arrives, accumulate relevant capabilities and connections in advance. When the wave comes, you will already be prepared. 5. Accept the non-linearity of success and be patient. If you haven't seen outcomes yet, don't rush to deny yourself. Success often has a lag. Every hour you invest in practice now, every relationship you build, and every experience you accumulate may, in a way you cannot foresee, reward you at a completely unexpected moment in the future. Memo conclusion. The most precious gift that Outliers gives us is not a success formula, but a clearer, more tolerant, and more positive attitude toward life. It helps us understand those who stand at the peak are not there because we are not good enough to reach the same height. They simply happen to receive more hidden advantages, better historical timing, more favorable growth environments, and more matching cultural legacies. Recognizing this, we can meaningless self-attack and focus our energy on things we can truly control, choosing fields we genuinely love, investing in sustained deliberate practice, keenly capturing historical opportunities, and continuously cultivating our practical intelligence. At the same time, Outliers also gives us a broader perspective. An ideal society should be one where more ordinary people can access opportunities for cumulative advantage. Educational equity and equal opportunity are not just moral propositions, they are the fundamental path to unleashing the creative potential of the entire society. Finally, Gladwell reminds us, don't be mesmerized by the halo of outliers. The vast majority of happy and meaningful lives do not require you to become Bill Gates or the Beatles. Finding something you genuinely love, investing in it, and constantly growing in the process, that itself is an extraordinary success. End of summary.